Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Tom, that was entertaining as all can be.
Yeah, I thought it was a good hockey game. I was really happy with our play, and I just thought we played a pretty good 60 minutes. The first period, there was not a lot of ice, and there was not a lot of room in the neutral zone. But things loosened up, I thought, in the second and third for us, and there was a little more room for us to navigate. But, boy, the first period, it was they just had a lot of numbers in the neutral zone, and we made a lot of soft plays, and we turned pucks over, and that didn't help us. But I thought we progressively got better, guys, as the game wore on.
Well, you had some really high-quality scoring opportunities. I mean, you guys were really pushing it, particularly in that third period, Tom. I mean, you had 8 shots in the first 3 minutes. You were pouring it on trying to get that insurance. Darren Smith played a heck of a game for the Bulldogs tonight.
No, he did. The first goal he probably wants back, that short side goal with Kyle, but he also made some big-time saves, and he was the difference, I think, right there.
Those two goals by Kyle Bauman, two unbelievable shots. When he gets the slightest of creases, he's going to find it, isn't he?
Nah, he's a heck of a player, Schultze, and he's our best player right now and showed tonight.
Well, Jay Dickman is sneaky for his height. I mean, he set up both of Kyle's goals with some good passes. Then, of course, that move in the shootout, he's a lot more talented of a hockey player than people would give him.
Oh, he's got hands and skill, guys. I mean, like, he's got hands and skill of a little guy. So one Dickie has, he's got hands and skill of a little guy. He's smart. No, I mean, it's like, we've seen him operate in practice, and you guys have seen it now too. So it's not by luck, that he's scoring these goals and why we're putting him out there. And he's got other moves too. And he's rangy. And when you're rangy and you're long like that, it's really tough on those big guys sometimes for those goalies.
A lot of people were asking why you did the 3-on-3 in Duluth. Well, it's to get ready for this one, which counts, right?
Well, yeah, but it's also the NCHC rule. You know what I mean? It's their league, and you know what? So that's, you got to play their rules, and it's our rules too. So it's just the way you do it. It's just, we're in the entertainment business too at that particular time. So no, you just do it. But
my point is, you'd rather go into this one that counts having already done one, right?
No, you're right, Schultz. Yeah, I guess, absolutely. I mean, I think experience does help, but it sure didn't look like that a few times.
Well, that first minute was dicey.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, like, I don't know if our guys understand what man-on-man coverage is. I mean, I don't think it's that hard, but.
I was thinking that first minute, too. It's like, are they playing zone?
Well, we're not playing zone, but it's amazing. Biss. And you've been there, and but now just amp up the speed about 100 miles an hour or more, and guys get puck focused, and sometimes there might be a race for a loose puck, and two guys react, and they shouldn't, but that's just the way it goes, and you just have to have good defensive instincts in those particular situations.
Well, good plays don't usually win 3-on-3. Somebody making a mistake loses it.
Well, it's like Jordan almost got, Jordan has that breakaway, and absolutely, and the biggest thing is you got to hit the net. We talked about it. If you miss the net, you better come back hard through the middle. Conversely, if they miss the net, let's just try to beat people up ice. And we were a little slow, I thought, a couple times on their missed nets, when they missed the net. And that's when you want to get a 2-on-1.
Well, there's more drawn up for tonight as far as the entertainment value. There was 9 shots in the 3-on-3 compared to 0.
No, guys, there was a lot of there was a lot of shots in Duluth. They just did not put them on the scoreboard.
Oh, huh.
That's what it was, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, really, we probably shouldn't either because they don't count.
You're right. The stats stop after
yes,
the 5-on-5.
That's why they did it. No, there was.
Okay.
I was told afterwards, too, we watched. There were shots.
Okay.
Yeah, there was shots. But that's what happened.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Beavers officially a 2-2 tie, win it in the shootout 3-2 over Ferris State tonight.